From romance to finance, if your relationship needs an extra spark, or if you are looking for a soulmate to share your life, then Tarina is the angel you will want to call on. Sue Storm will help you to connect with Tarina, the angel of attraction. This angel finds soulmates or encourages compatibility and romance in ongoing relationships. Sue Storm will work with Tarina and the angel first aid techniques to show you how to strengthen your self-confidence and enjoy happiness in the future. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net or call 630-420-1334, that's 630-420-1334, to contact Sue Storm to schedule an appointment. Sue Storm is an expert on angels and the author of the Angel First Aid series. If you want more happiness in your life, then read her first book, Angel First Aid Prescription for Miracles. This book covers prosperity, health, money, career, and relationships. If you want to find your life's purpose, then read Sue Storm's second book, Angel First Aid Prescription for Success. This book is a guide to achieving financial and career goals. The benefits of practicing angel first aid techniques, which are outlined in these books, are enormous, including stronger focus, greater success, financial growth, and spiritual fulfillment. Each book contains a glossary of angels, miracle stories, and testimonials. Treat yourself to an outstanding learning experience that will change your life forever. Call 630-420-1334 to order. That's 630-420-1334. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net.
Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is an expert on angels. As a child during a near-death experience, she saw angels for the first time. This experience started her lifelong relationship with these angelic beings. Sue Storm is the author of Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles, and Angel First Aid, RX for Success. She's also a motivational speaker and prosperity consultant. The Angel Lady is best known for her incredible gift of being able to deliver accurate messages from the angels. Through this gift, she has successfully shown thousands of people how to transform their lives. The Angel Lady welcomes you to her show, Angel Talk. Now, here's Sue Storm.
Sue Storm, and I'm thrilled to be here with you again tonight. This is an evening when we're going to review the Angel First Aid RX for Success book, and if you would like to get a copy of that book and you're in the States, you can call 800-323-1790, and if you're international, call 630-420-1334. And away we go. We're going to be talking about, of all things, success from the Angel First Aid RX for Success book. Okay, the key words for success are analyze, plan, and implement. And any proposition, any project, any book that you're writing, anything that you are doing, that is the best philosophy for making things work. First, you analyze what do you need, how long is it going to be, how do you work the plan, and then you have to make up that plan. You have to decide how many hours you're going to spend, what you're going to do, what you need, what tools to have, and the next is to implement your plan. And if you work in that order, if you analyze and plan and then implement, it seems to run more smoothly. It's as if you're telling the universe, this is the way I want to do it, this is how I want it done, and then you get all the support that you can get. So here we go. We have our affirmations. Our affirmations for the success chapter are, I am a successful person. And think about that. Feel that. Don't just say it. Don't just read it. Think about it. Feel it. Feel it in your body. In your body, you are a successful person. Put your hand on your heart and say, I am a successful person. And watch that manifest for you. Then second affirmation, and again, affirmations are in the present time. You say, I am or I have, because you are trying to convince your subconscious mind that that's true, what you have or what you are. And as soon as your subconscious mind buys into the plan, you've got it. So here's the second one. I have an affluent lifestyle. Repeat it with me. Here we go. I have an affluent lifestyle. And wouldn't that be wonderful? And you certainly need the income to continue that affluent lifestyle. So here we go. The next one is, I have an abundant income. And again, I have an abundant income. I'm going to do it one more time because I had to clear my throat. I have an abundant income. And that's something that you need to feel in your body. In fact, say that and just feel what it feels like. Does your body believe you? You get a little twinge here and there. Do you feel comfortable with it? I have an abundant income. And then the next one is one I really like. This is an affirmation that I'm very fond of. I am known for my talents. Believe me, everyone is born with very special talents. And your talents are what make you what you are. Those are your inherent abilities. That's what makes you who you are. And one of the things that Archangel Michael told me, and before I wrote the Angel First Aid RX for Success book, was that if we are not doing our life's purpose, we will get hits along the way. We will meet the speed bumps head on. So if your life is not going just the way you want it to go and things aren't perfect, then what you want to do is you want to start looking for your life's purpose. And that's what the Angel First Aid RX for Success book is all about. So let's give you a little boost. If you want to pick up copies of the book and you're international, go to Amazon.com. If you're local and you want your book personalized with your angels, or you want to talk to me directly, do a reading with me, do a session with me, and let your angels help you with your success and prosperity, my number is 800-323-1790. That's Angel Light Productions, 800-323-1790. So now we want to talk about what it is that's going to help you find your life's purpose. Okay, if you want to do this with me, you take your left hand and put it across your forehead, and then you take your right hand and put it across the back of your head between your ears. And with your hands in that position, close your eyes. If you want to, kind of shake your body loose, wiggle your tailbone, shake your body loose, and then say, what did I do before the age of 5 that is so unique and different to me that that is my life's purpose? So what you want to do, I'm going to say it one more time, what did I do before the age of 5 that is unique and different to me? And then just see if a picture comes up. Just see if a thought comes up. Just see what happens. And usually this type of thing will happen relatively quickly. The subconscious sends it up pretty quick. If you get something immediately, trust it. If it takes a little longer and you don't see anything in between, that's okay. But if you sit there for a minute and you have not gotten an answer, then you're not going to get the right answer. So go back at another time and then sit down, put your hand over your forehead, hand over the back of your head, and say, you know, what is unique and different to me? What did I do before the age of five? And I want to explain how that works. Before the age of five, I had had my near-death experience. I was already seeing angels. I was already talking to Archangel Michael, or rather, he was talking to me, although I didn't know it at the time because I called that voice of special guidance that I heard my little man. It was an adult male voice, and that's why I called it my little man, but it's been Archangel Michael. In any event, and the other thing is, if you want to ask your parents for some information or people who knew you when you were young, what did you do that was different, you can do that. And my mother told me I always used to stand up in front of all the relatives and just tell nursery rhymes over and over again. And in truth, I'm a speaker. I'm a professional speaker. So it's there is little clues before the age of five. Another thing that I did before the age of five is I was dancing and on the stage. I was doing recitals, and the other children at 4 years old couldn't remember the steps and didn't really know how to do it right. And so I was the one who would be put out in front, and everybody would watch me. And that's how they would do their little dancing steps. And so I was on the stage. I was standing and talking, and I am now a speaker. And I was listening to my angel. So take little things that you were doing, because somebody would say, oh, okay, lots of little girls took dancing. But it developed into my talents. I was out in front of the group. That was my talent. Now, playing the piano wasn't my talent. I tried that. That didn't work. So whatever it is that's your talent, that's what you should be doing to help you make your life better, to help you find your life's purpose. All right. And when you do, just sit back, because it's all going to come in. The love, the happiness, the prosperity. Sure, we all have bumps along the way, just little bumps. But the thing is, they're not going to be huge speed bumps, and they're just going to be little pebbles that you run over. Because when you start working, especially with the angels and the angel first aid techniques that are in the book, you'll find that you have the tools to make these little bumps, little bumps. They're not something that's going to, derail you or stop you or change you or blow you over. And once your body gets used to smooth and even and exciting, happy situations, it's a whole different story from the way things are when they're not in the flow. And what I say is, you can either work by push, push, push. This is what I want. This is what I have to do. This is my job. This is how hard it is. Or you can just be in the flow, let your angel be your support, talk to Corey, who's the angel of career development, and Jeremiah, who's the angel of financial security, or Serena, who helps you with nurturing and feeling good about yourself, or Solomon, who's the angel of safety and well-being. Let your angels be by your side. Robert is another one I'd like to mention, because Robert is the angel of balance. And certainly when you have balance and stability and equilibrium in your life, you will have peace of mind. And peace of mind has a lot to do with following your life's purpose. Okay. Another angel that just came forward and wants to talk to you is Timothy, the angel of good fortune. And Timothy is the angel to take with you if you're going to do something unique and exciting. If you're going to play the lottery, if you're going to go to the casinos, just take Timothy with you. He is the angel of blessings and abundance. And ask him if he won't help you make a little extra cash. And before you go, you may want to use one of the angel first aid techniques called dollar signs. And what you do is you take your finger and put it out in front of you, your index finger, and you just start drawing dollar signs. Draw large ones, draw small ones, draw big ones, and just keep drawing dollar signs. This is an exercise that no matter what you're doing in life, if you can start drawing your dollar signs, you will be successful, because that is the angel remedy for fast cash. And I don't know anyone who can't use a little extra fast cash. No matter what you have, there's always more that you can get. All right. William. William is the angel of peace, and that's the angel of joy and happiness and peace. Sarah is the angel of harmony. If you can get those two angels, peace and harmony, into your life and ask them for help, things will definitely be better. Another angel that's a favorite of mine is Joseph, and Joseph is the angel of joy. Katrina, angel of prosperity. And of course, if you get a copy of the Angel First Aid books, you will have a list of all these angels. So there is a glossary of angels in the book. Let me tell you something else that's unique and special about the Angel First Aid series of books. And that is that there's an index in the back of the book. And the index isn't just where you find something that's there or a definition. The index is what do you do? What do you need to know, and what do you do? So, for instance, if you're looking for happiness, you look up the word happiness, and it tells you which angel first aid techniques, which remedies to follow, which angels to talk to, and how to get happiness. If you're looking to lose weight, if you go to WEIGHT in the index, and it will give you some remedies for losing weight. Some of them are tried and true, I can tell you. They do work, and the others work just not quite as well. What we do is we put them in the order that they work. So number one will be the best remedy for losing weight or for finding happiness, and number two will be the second best, and they go all the way down to, I think there's five or six in each section. And there is a section in the index on happiness, on joy, on overcoming stress, overcoming fear, on being more successful, on just plain making money, on relationships, on finding love. So whatever it is you're interested in, that's the way you use it. And my hope, my honest, sincere hope is that everyone will have a set of the Angel First Aid books and use them as daily handbooks, as reference guides. These are not books you just read and put aside and put on a shelf somewhere. These are books that you keep with you and that you consult and that you use to make your life better. Why wouldn't you want to have more happiness? Why wouldn't you want to be feel more loved and be more successful? And they're simple, easy books. I've made them in large print so that you can read them on the train or in the car. They are meant to be versatile, easy ways to make your life better. Okay, let's go on to some angels for strength. And for strength, we have Archangel Michael, who is the top angel and certainly my favorite, and Caroline, the angel of positive thinking. We have Corey, the angel of career development, and Esther, the angel of vitality. Certainly, strength is vitality. Another angel for strength is Peter, who's the angel of health. And one of the adages that we have in the book is, if you have your health, you have your wealth. So if they, if you need a little extra exercise, or you need to be able to, you know, breathe better or walk longer, start working on your health. Get yourself strong. I heartily recommend Tai Chi, Qi Gong, any type of Qi exercise that can get your body moving. I think Qi Lao is another option. I think that these are wonderful ways to make your body strong. They not only make your muscles strong, your arms, your legs, and your muscles strong, but your organs and the inner part of your body and your soul. So work on strength. Work on power. Okay, can we take a break? Welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, and I'm the host of Angel Talk. And today we are doing a review of the Angel First Aid, our expert success book, and talking about the advantage of having the book in your library and by your side. And we're going to be talking about the different remedies, angels, and I might even tell you an angel story that's in the miracle stories in the book. Also, we have keywords, like the keywords for the energy chapter are, of course, energy, visualization, and perseverance. And we have affirmations in the book. And the affirmations are, I have vitality and health. I am incredibly energized. I have a great zest for life. I am strong and powerful. And I have the fuel for success. So if you would like to reach me directly and do a success session with me, find out just how valuable your angels are, how supportive they are, and how they can help you turn things around. If you have just a little situation you want fixed, if your life is moving smoothly and you just want to bounce forward and move up, or you just want to learn how to talk to your angels and get some extra strength and happiness, then for all purposes, call 800-323-1790. That's Angel Light Productions. And if you're international, my email is suestorm@birthlink.net. And my regular phone number is 630-420-1334. And away we go. All right. Here's one of my favorite remedies. And we were talking about Tai Chi, and we were talking about Qigong, and working with Qi. And this energy, this remedy is called Energy Ball. And what you do is you start in the air in front of you, packing a ball of energy, like you pull in the air and you start packing it, and you pull it from either side and you start putting it together, and you pack it together until you can feel it in your hands. Even as I'm speaking right now, I can feel the ball building in my hands. You can feel the resistance as the energy starts packing. And then once you have it in about a 3-inch diameter ball, you take that energy and you put it into your navel. And you just feel it move through your whole body. You are building energy from the outside and putting it in your body. And just breathe it in. Feel it going through you. The stronger you are, the easier it is for you to manifest the things that you want in your life. When you're finished with the ball moving through your body and the energy moving through your body, then you take your hand and just put it over your navel to sort of close that opening that you put it through, and that completes the exercise. So that's called Energy Ball. And it's really very important. I have a fun remedy for you. This is Jonathan is the angel of business. And there's a remedy that we have called voicemail. And it's successful executives seek advice from other people to become top performers. Fortunately, angelic guidance is just a quick phone call away. Leave a voicemail for Jonathan, Angel of Business. Imagine dialing his number and listening to his greeting that has soft harp music playing in the background. After the beep, explain the situation or circumstance for which you would like to obtain greater insight. Sit quietly and wait for a response. If your response does not come immediately, it will come shortly, like the next morning, the next day. So just leave a message. Of course, this is a cute visualization, but leave a message for Jonathan, and he'll get back to you. And what I find is if you make a request for your angels, like, give me some information. I need to know what my next step is. Or if you want to get some guidance on what to do the next day, or what to do at any time, ask them before you go to bed at night, do this little voicemail if you'd like, and in the morning you will have your answer, you will have your remedy. So, and it works. I know it sounds like it's pretty bizarre, and you say, oh, well, it works for her because she can talk to the angels, but it doesn't work for me. I tried it. Well, try it again. Give it a chance. They are there to help you. Let them come into your life. Let them give you love, and let them help you make your life successful. Okay. I just got a message from Archangel Michael that there is someone listening who needs to know about divine justice. Either they are about to go into a court situation, or they're about to go to a situation where justice is very, very important, and injustice is criminal. So here we go. If you are looking for divine justice, if you need something to happen for you in a legal system or even in just a moral system, you want to talk to Archangel Michael, who is the angel that works with divine justice, and especially if you are going to court for any reason, and of course you want to come out the winner, Ruth is the angel of divine justice. And what I do is I ask Ruth to go in ahead of me and take and clear the room and make sure that everything is the best way possible for the best outcome. I do that for people. They call me and tell me when they're going to be in court, and I can set up the room so that it is most advantageous for anyone that is going to be there, and there will be harmony and balance. And I don't know who needed to hear that, but someone listening to this needed to hear that, and that's what the message that the angels are saying. Ask for divine justice. Another thing that happens in life is you feel like you have been either betrayed or you've lost something or a deal fell through, and you get upset. And I'm saying don't get upset. Remember, we're looking for peace and balance. I'm saying invoke the law of restoration. Unfortunately, that particular law missed my book, so I'll have to be in the next one. But say, I invoke the law of restoration, and let it come back to you tenfold. So if you've spent too much money, if you've lost some money, if one of your deals has fallen through, if there's something that isn't working for you, I invoke the law of restoration and let it come back in very beautiful ways. Now let's go to a couple of our affirmations. I am receiving wealth. I love that affirmation. In fact, on one of my radio shows that I do on a regular basis in Seattle, we do what we call a countdown, and we say, all of us say together, I am receiving wealth. I am receiving wealth. I am receiving wealth. And we just repeat it three times, and we have everyone in the audience say it with us, and it's absolutely fun to do. It just picks you up. Here's another one that I love doing, and we also do this on the countdown. The name of the show that I'm on a regular basis is the Pat Basile Show. Pat and I started the show together 2 years ago. So if anyone would like to hear me on that show, that's on the internet too. And another affirmation is, I am a mighty money magnet. I am a mighty money magnet. I am a mighty money magnet. Just picks you up to say it, and that's good, because the more enthusiasm, the more excitement you can generate when you're trying to get something to happen, the faster it's going to happen. What you generate and what you, the enthusiasm that you put into it makes it happen. So there is just no excuse for saying, oh, this isn't working for me. What you need to do is build your vibrational frequency, build your energy, and build your enthusiasm. This is a world that makes us accountable and responsible for what is happening to us. And that's kind of a whole different way of looking at finances and looking at money. So what I want to say to you is that next week we are going to be working with the Angel First Aid RX for Miracles book. And that's the first book. And again, if you want to receive copies of my book or talk to me directly and talk to your angels and get a consultation, it's 800-323-1790 in the States, and it's 630-420-1334 if you're international. Also, I will be on the X Zone show with Rob McConnell on Friday night from, let's see, it's midnight to 2 in the morning, Eastern time, midnight to 2 Eastern time. And for 2 hours, I will be on X Zone with Rob McConnell, and I'm sure you can find that on the web if you would like to. And I'm just trying to think if there's anything else I want to tell you before we close, and that just is, I am wishing you the best. I'm wishing you love and happiness, and your angels are there for you. Call on them. Let them support you. They are the best thing that you've got going for you right now. So this is Sue Storm for Angel Talk, signing off for tonight, and I'll see you next week with Angel First Aid, RX for Miracles.
Sue Storm's Angel Talk is an exploration of the worlds of angels. These angelic beings can guide you to prosperity and bring peace into your life. In the words of Archangel Michael, you are never alone, and there is always hope.
If you subscribe to the belief that the past is a harbinger of the future, then what I have to say may be of great interest to you. Sue Storm is one of America's foremost authorities on angelic communication. She is an acclaimed author, motivational speaker, and prosperity consultant who has improved countless lives. You will be inspired when you hear how Sue came away from a near-death experience with the special ability to see, hear, and speak to angels. She has since dedicated her life to teaching thousands of people how to communicate with their angels to receive help and divine guidance. Sue is available to assist you in any of your endeavors. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call her for help. She will teach you angel first aid techniques that will enrich your life in ways you never thought possible. Invest in yourself. Make an angelic connection. Call Sue Storm at 630-420-1334 Again, 630-420-1334. I am here to tell you about a rewarding experience, and that is a personal consultation with the angels. If success, prosperity, happiness, or personal growth is your goal, then an angelic consultation is the next step. At the end of the session, you will feel energized and have a new perspective. The Angel Lady will be your guide to bringing new direction into your life. For more information, visit www.theangellady.net or call 630-420-1334 to contact Sue Storm to schedule an appointment. The number again, 630-420-1334.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.